Thank you.
Well, tell her how to make vegetables.
What would you put in, different kind of vegetables you put in?
Making vegetable soup.
Onions and carrots and potatoes. Some people put those things, I don't like those things.
Oh yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Have you ever had it with that in it? You said that you told me earlier that you had like a cabbage patch.
Yeah.
Well, did you raise very many of them?
Yeah, we got several. We got more than we can use.
Uh-huh.
We're giving them to the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
As fast as they want them.
Well, are they, like when you were a boy on your farm, did you raise very many?
Yeah, we raised cabbage for market back then, and uh-huh. We'd haul cabbage on full.
Oh, yeah.
We had a big apple orchard, and the biggest one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd mix the loads of apples and cabbage, about half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Up at Liver Street in Dalton.
Yeah.
Used to know every one of them by name.
Oh,
in
Dalton, even. Hamilton Street, Main Street.
All of them old streets. Mm-hmm. I still know them. I go once in a while. I still know them.
We used to live on Glenwood. That's right off of Hamilton. Just one block on over there. And, that's something. Well, now, the types of beans that you grow out, that you have grown, what types of beans?
We don't grow a thing now but white heifers.
And that's a type of green bean, isn't it?
That's one of the best there is.
Yeah, white half run.
White half run green beans. They produce more and they sell for $0.50 in the pound more.
Mm-hmm.
And they produce so long.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now what about the kind that you don't eat the outside part, you just eat what's inside, that type of bean. What would you...
We used to grow with the beans, but we quit them a long time ago.
Oh, you did?
They don't make no turnout, and just for a few early misses, and they're gone. Little bunch thing won't grow more than about 30 high. Well, they got them in a half runner that come on up, and these white half runners were growing now, bred up from that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good little bean, but them that you shell out, and they'll eat the whole, you don't get the feed through with them.
Would they be, what would you call those, butter beans or something?
They'd call it
What are butter beans? Well, I never have exactly known
the
difference between butter beans and some
of the others. Well, the butter beans, you don't eat the whole of it either.
Uh-huh.
They just shell them out. They'd be flat beans.
Mm-hmm.
Good tasted bean, but if you was trying to make a living, you're rolling these starved to death. Mm-hmm. They don't make but maybe half a dozen of them little pods, and you get about that long, and have about three beans in it.
Well, you have to get the beans out. What do you
do? You've got to split that pod open, pull it open, and then you'd shell enough to feed it for a good size family. You'd have the fingers wore out. So
like picking the cotton, you said you wear your fingers out on that. Yeah.
We don't fool with that little old stuff at all. It don't pay you.
Oh, well, we're about to get to the end here. Let's see.
She has to go to the door almost every 2 months.
Who is this?
Her